الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله، سيد الأولين والآخرين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، الشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء من لقاءات ما أسميناه ب Keto knowledge. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this new session of what we called it Keto knowledge. بالأمس تكلمنا عن شيء من نعيم القبر وعذابه. نعيم القبر وعذاب. Yesterday we spoke about some يعني we gave some information about the pleasure and punishment of the grave. Pleasure and punishment of the grave. وذكرنا and we also and he mentioned and said أن عذاب القبر ونعيمه هو اسم لما يقع في البرزخ، وهي حياة بين الحياة الدنيا والحياة الآخرة. We said that the pleasure or punishment of the grave is related to something called al-barzakh, or the life which is between the two lives, this worldly life and the hereafter. وذكرنا طرفا من الأدلة من القرآن على ثبوت عذاب القبر ونعيمه. And we have mentioned the proofs and evidences from the Quran in regard to the pleasure and punishment of the grave. ونذكر اليوم إن شاء الله تعالى الأدلة من السنة. And today إن شاء الله تعالى we are going to mention the proofs and evidences from the Sunnah. فعن عائشة رضي الله عنها from عائشة رضي الله عنها أن يهودية دخلت عليها يعني في بيتها تزورها أو تسألها، وهذا فيه جواز أن تدخل المرأة الكتابية على امرأة مسلمة في بيتها بإذنها. And Aisha said that a Jew woman, came to visit her in her house, and this proves that there is no problem in allowing the non-Muslims to come into the houses of Muslims in regard to visit the Muslim woman. ولكن بشروطه يعني أن تكون محجبة وثقة وأمينة. And it is with the conditions of it, which means that she must be trustworthy and يعني veiling and covering herself well. يعني if يعني does not show يعني what must not be seen. قال فذكرت أي اليهودية. So this woman, the Jew woman, mentioned before Aisha رضي الله عنها عذاب القبر, the punishment of the grave. فقالت لها يعني اليهودية تقول لعائشة, the Jew woman said to Aisha, داعية أو تدعو لها, تسأل الله لها, she asked Allah for عائشة. قالت أعاذك الله من عذاب القبر. أعاذك الله من عذاب القبر. يعني يا عائشة. He said, may Allah protect you from the banishment, from the punishment of the grave. فسألت عائشة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عذاب القبر. And Aisha then asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about the punishment in the grave. Is it true? فقال نعم. He said yes. عذاب القبر حق. The punishment in the grave is true. It's true. وهذا لعله مما أخذته هذه اليهودية من ما أوحي في ديانة موسى. And this is something that this Jew woman might have earned from the from what has been revealed and the religion of Musa alayhi salam. قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد صلى صلاة إلا تعوذ من عذاب القبر. And she, Aisha رضي الله عنها, said that I never saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم after this time. يعني الناس بعد هذا الوقت الذي سألتها سألته فيه عن كلام اليهودية. Meaning in this time in which she asked him about what the this Jew woman of يعني said. صلى صلاة إلا تعوذ من عذاب القبر. أي سأل الله عز وجل أن يقيه عذاب القبر. She said she never saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه after that time prayed any prayer except that he صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Allah تعالى protection from the punishment of the grave. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعوذ يستعيذ بالله من عذاب القبر في كل صلاة. وهو من هو؟ فكيف بنا نحن؟ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Allah to protect him from the punishment of the grave. And he is who? And he is somebody who has this high rank before Allah. What about us? إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي قال له ربه إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. يفعل هذا ولا يعرف ذنب لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومع ذلك فهو يتعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر في كل صلاة. إرزه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنه الله تعالى said to him as in the beginning of سورة الفتح إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. We have granted the magnificent conquering of Mecca so that Allah Ta'ala forgives you know, since the previous ones in the past and the ones in the future. And we know no sin for Rasulullah as a sin. But he still asked Allah Ta'ala to protect him from the grave, the banishment of the grave, and every prayers that he Sallam performs. What about us? What about us? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. استغفر الله واتوب اليه. ولعل هذه المرأة جاء في صحيح مسلم عن صحيح مسلم عن عروة بن الزبير عن صحيح مسلم from عروة بن الزبير رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت لد عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها said أن رسول الله قالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعندي امرأة من اليهود وهي تقول هل شعرت أنكم تفتنون في القبور؟ She said to her, have you ever come to know that you're going to be yani, tossed in the grave, meaning the mankind, it's not yani, it doesn't mean Aisha in particular, but it means human being. Means that human beings are touched in the graves by their sins. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت عائشة نعم قالت عائشة فارتاع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال إنما تفتن يهود. He وسلم, was scared when he heard this. And then he said, no, but only the Yahud are the ones who are tossed in their graves. In their graves. وَهَذَا لِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ سُوءٍ كَذَّبُوا أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلُوا بَعْضًا مِّنْهُمْ. And that's because the Yahud are people of evil. They have rejected the call of Allah and named the messengers as liars, and they killed some of them. قالت عائشة, عائشة رضي الله عنها then said, فلبثنا ليالي ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هل شعرت أنه أوحي إلي أنكم تفتنون في القبور؟ She said that then Rasulullah Sallam remained number of nights, not that many nights, and then he said to her, "Have you come to know that it was revealed to me?" One second. نعم. قالت عائشة، عائشة سيد، فسمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد يستعيد من عذاب القبر، يعني بالصلاة، يعني بالصلاة. عائشة سيد، عائشة أهيد kept hearing Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seeking refuge and protection from the punishment of the grave after that incident. وفي الصحيحين عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن the two صحيح from ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بقبرين، he passed by two graves، فقال إنهما ليعذبان وما يعذبان في كبير. He said, well, they are punished now, torched in their graves, and they are not torched in something major or something difficult for them that they and it was difficult so they did not do. أما أحدهما فكان لا يستتر من بوله. As one of them, he did not use to take any protection from the reflection of the urine back to him whenever he urinates in solid areas. وأما الآخر فكان يمشي بالنميمة. As for the other, he used to cylinder and backbite. قال ثم دعا بجريدة رطبة فشقها نصفين ثم غرز في كل قبر واحدة. And then he asked someone to bring him fresh branch of a tree or a palm tree. And then he broke it into two pieces and he stuck one in over one grave and the other over the other grave. فقالوا يا رسول الله لما فعلت هذا. Then they asked him, oh messenger of Allah, why did you do that? يعني غرست جريدتين, meaning that you planted these two pieces of branch. قال لعله يخفف عنهما ما لم ييبسا. واللفظ للبخاري. He said that it might the punishment might be reduced for them up until they these two sticks get dry. And this statement, this wording of the hadith is in Bukhari. وهذا يثبت عذاب القبر بلا مرية. And this proves the punishment of the grave with no any doubt. وفي صحيح مسلم عن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه قال بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حائط لابن النجار على بغلة له ونحن معه إذ حادت به فكادت تلقيه. إن صحيح مسلم عن زيد بن ثابت who said that while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in a garden for بني النجار belongs to بني النجار riding on a mule or in a female donkey and we were with him at the time meaning walking or riding with him يعني إذ حادت به يعني نفرت شمست. At that time this donkey jumped فكادت تلقي and it was about that it could have dropped them over back. فإذا أقبر أقبر ستة أو خمسة أو أربعة يعني قبور. Then we saw graves either six or five or four of them. فقال من يعرف هذه الأقبور. He asked who knows these graves. فقال رجل أنا. He said man said يا رسول الله دو. قال إن هذه الأمة ابتلى في قبورها. إذن صلى الله عليه وسلم said, verily this ummah, this nation,
is given the trial or the question and punishment or pleasure in the graves, in their graves. فلولا أن تدافنوا لدعوت الله أن يسمعكم من عذاب القبر الذي أسمع منهم. He said, if it is not that you're not going to bury one another, I would have asked Allah Ta'ala to make you hear of the punishment of the grave as I hear. ثم أقبل علينا بوجهه. And then he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, turned to us by his face. فقال تعوذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. قالوا نعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر. قال تعوذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. قالوا نعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر. قال تعوذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. قالوا نعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر. قال تعوذوا بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. قالوا نعوذ بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. قال تعوذوا بالله من فتنة الدجال. قالوا نعوذ بالله من فتنة الدجال. قال القرطبي رحمه الله: وإنما حادث به البغلة لما سمعت من صوت المعذبين، وإنما لم يسمعوا من يعقل من الجن والإنس لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لولا أن تدافنوا لدعوت الله أن يسمعكم من عذاب القبر. إذن صلى الله عليه وسلم asked them, he said, seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the punishment of the grave. They said, we seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. And then he repeated that three times, and they repeated the supplication three times. And then he said, seek refuge with Allah from the fitan, from the trials. ما ظهر منها وما بطن, what exposed of it, what appeared of it, and what is hidden. And then they asked Allah, as he asked them to do so. And then he said, seek Allah's refuge from the fitna of the Dajjal, the Antichrist. So they said, we ask Allah to protect us from the fitna of the Dajjal. And Imam al-Qurtubi then, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he explained this hadith, he said, the donkey jumped only because of what it heard of the punishment of those graves. As everything else other than jinn and mankind can't hear the punishments of the graves. And that's what Rasulullah ﷺ said. If it is that you are not going to bury one another, I would have asked Allah Ta'ala to make you hear the punishment of the grave. وأيضا جاء عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: إذا وضع العبد في قبره وتولى وذهب أصحابه حتى إنه ليسمع قرع نعاليم أتاه ملكان فأقعداه. أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the Prophet ﷺ said, verily when the slave is brought in his grave and his companions left him alone there, and he could that time hear their footsteps, then at that time two angels come to him and sit him and make him sit down and sit him up, and then they say to him, ما كنت تقول بهذا الرجل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. They asked him, what did you say about this man Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? فيقول أشهد إنه عبد الله ورسوله. He said, I testify that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger. The slave of Allah and a messenger of his. فيقال انظر إلى مقعدك من النار أبدلك الله به مقعدا من الجنة. Then it would be said to him, look to your place of the fire, Allah Ta'ala replaced it for you as one place from the Jannah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيراهما جميعا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that he sees them all, both. The one in the Jannah and the one in the fire. وأما الكافر أو المنافق فيقول لا أدري كنت أقول ما يقول الناس. ask from the Kaaba and the Munafiq, the hypocrite, the disbeliever and the hypocrite, would say, I don't know. I used to hear the people saying something, so I said it. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ لَا دَرَيْتَ وَلَا تَلَيْتَ ثُمَّ يُضْرَبُ بِمَطْرَقَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ ضَرْبَةً بَيْنَ أُذُنَيْهِ فَيَصِيحُ صَيْحَةً يَسْمَعُهَا مَنْ يَلِيهِ إِلَّا الثَّقَلَيْنِ. Will be said, he says, no, I don't know, I hear people saying something, so I said it. Then it would be said to him, shall you not know, shall you not recite? And then he would be hit by a hammer of metal once in between his ears, meaning over his head. And then he cries in a big sound that everything surrounding him can hear it, from the animals, insects, whatsoever, except jinn and mankind. And this proves the punishment of the great. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and from أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال said or he used to say اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والهرم وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات وأعوذ بك من فتنة عذاب القبر وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. He used to say, oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the laziness and cowardness and oldness or illness, and I seek refuge with you from the trial of the life and death, and I seek refuge with you from the punishment of the grave. وعن ميمون وعن عمرو بن ميمون الأودي قال كان سعد يعلم بنيه هؤلاء الكلمات كما يعلم المعلم الغلمان الكتابة. عمرو بن ميمون الأودي said that سعد بن أبي وقاص used to teach his children these words as the teacher in the school teaches the children how to write. يقول, he used to say, إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتعوذ منهن دبر الصلاة. He says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from them at the end of every prayer. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الجبن وأعوذ بك أن أرد إلى أرض العمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from cowardness. I seek refuge with you that I be returned back to the weakness of age, meaning be very old and be very weak. I seek refuge with you from the trial of the dunya, of this life, for I seek refuge with you from the grave, from the punishment of the grave. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تشهد أحدكم, يعني في الصلاة التشهد الأخير, فليستعذ بالله من أربع, يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. عن فرم أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when one of you sits for the last tashahud in the prayer, let him then to seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from four things. He says, Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the torment of Jahannam and from the torment of the grave and from the fitna or the trial of the life and death and from the evil of the fitna of the Antichrist. والأدلة على ذلك كثيرة and the proofs and evidences in that are so many. ولعلنا نأخذ جانبا من كلام السلف وأقوالهم في ذلك and maybe we take some of the statements of the first predecessors on that. فمن ذلك as from that ما جاء عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما what has been reported from ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال دخلت على عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه حين طعن he said I entered where عمر بن الخطاب was at the time when he was stabbed فقلت أبشر بالجنة يا أمير المؤمنين he said have the glad tidings of the Jannah O Amir of the Believers أسلمت حين كفر الناس you become Muslim when the people remain on kufr وجاهدت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين خذله الناس and you perform jihad with Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم when the people left him alone وقبض رسولك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو عنك راض and the message of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was or left his life while he was pleased with you ولم يختلف في خلافتك اثنان and there was no two people have any conflict in regard to your خلافة وقتلت شهيدا and you were killed as a martyr فقال أي عمر and عمر then said أعد علي say it again فأعدت عليه and I said it again for him فقال والذي لا والله الذي لا إله غيره he said by Allah the one who's no there's no God other than him لو أن لي ما على الأرض من صفراء وبيضاء لافتديت به من هول المطلع لافتديت به من هول المطلع صفراء وبيضاء يعني من الذهب والفضة صفراء الذهب والبيضاء الفضة على كل ما ذكره به ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما إلا أن عمر زال يخشى نفسه من هول المطلع يا عمر رضي الله عنه سيد الإبعاء يا أب gold and silver as to cover the surface of the earth, I would have given that as a recompense for what? For the punishment and hardship of the resurrection. وكان عثمان إذا وقف على قبر بكى حتى يبل لحيته. عثمان رضي الله عنه Whenever he used to come by a grave, he cries until he would his beard. فقيل له تذكر الجنة والنار ولا تبكي وتبكي من هذا. It was said to him, whenever you remember the Jannah and the fire, you don't cry, but you cry from this, meaning the grave. فقال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال He then said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن القبر أول منزل من منازل الآخرة where the grave is the first stage of the stages of the آخرة فإن نجا منه فما بعده أيسر منه as if he passes it then what comes after it is much more easier than it. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ. And what is after it, and if he doesn't pass it, then what comes after it is even worse than it. قَالَ وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ مَا رَأَيْتُ مَنْظَرًا قَطُّ إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْضَعَ مِنْهُ. He saw himself said, I have never seen any scenery except that the grave is worse than it. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, and from Ali رضي الله عنه that he said, ما زلنا نشك في عذاب القبر حتى نزلت لكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. Ali رضي الله عنه said that we were still doubting regarding the punishment of the grave until Allah Ta'ala revealed ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال إن أحدكم ليجلس في قبره إجلاسا فيقال له ما أنت. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that one of you would be seated up on his grave by force. He would be made to sit by force. And then he would be asked, what are you? فَإِنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا قَالَ أَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. He says, I am the slave of Allah. When I was alive, and even after I died, I believed it. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and messenger of Allah. فيمسح له في قبره ما شاء الله. So it would be widely expanded in his grave as Allah Ta'ala wills. فيرى مكانه من الجنة وينزل عليه كسوة يلبسها من الجنة. And then he will see his place in the Jannah, and then a cloth from the Jannah would be given to him to wear. وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرِ بَلْ فُوْ الْكَافِرِ فَيُقَالَ لَهُ مَا أَنْتَ. It will be asked, he will be asked who, what you are, or who you are. And then he says, I don't know. فَيُقَالَ لَهُ لا دريت ولا تليت. It will be said to him, shall you not know, shall you not recite. فيضيق عليه قبره حتى تختلف أضلاعه أو تتماسى أضلاعه. ويرسل عليه حياته من جوارب قبره ينهشنه ويأكلنه. And then his grave becomes very narrow till his chest bones go across each other's, and then snakes will be put in his grave, and they bite him from each side. فَإِذَا جَزِعَ فَصَاحَ. And if he feels the pain and cries, قُمِعَ بِمَقْمَعٍ مِّن نَارٍ مِّن حَدِيدٍ. He will be hit with a hammer from metal, from fire. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال, أعمقوا لي قبري تخرج نفس المؤمن وهي أطيب ريحا من المسك. قال فتصعد بها الملائكة الذين يتوفونها
فتتلقاهم الملائكة دون السماء فيقولون من هذا معكم فيقولون فلان فيذكرونه بأحسن عمله فيقولون حياكم الله وحيا من معكم فيقولون حياكم الله وحيا الله من معكم. قال فتفتح له أبواب السماء فيشرق وجهه. قال فيأتي الرب تعالى وجهه برهانا مثل الشمس. سيد أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه سيد make my grave deep, the soul of the believer will come out of his body like the best smell of musk, and then the angels who got it will raise it to the heavens, and then the another group of angels will meet them before the heavens, and they say to them, who's this with you? Who's this with you? So they say so and so by his name, and they mention his best deeds. So those angels would say, may Allah welcome you and welcome those that one who is with you. And then the gates of the heavens would be open for him, would be made open for him, and his face will be bright. And then Allah Ta'ala will give his face the evidence of belief, or the sign of belief, as clear as the sun. And then he continued to say, وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ قَالَ وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَتَخْرُجُ نَفْسُهُ وَيَأَنْتَنُ مِنَ الْجِيفَةِ فَتَصْعَدُ بِهَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الَّذِينَ يَتَوَفَّوْنَا فَتَتَلَقَّاهُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ دُونَ السَّمَاءِ فَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ هَذَا مَعَكُمْ ويقولون فلان فيذكرونه بأسوأ عمله. قال فيقولون ردوه وما ظلمه الله شيئا. وقرأ أبو موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون. إن الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط As for the other one, meaning the kafir or the munafiq, once his soul comes out of his body, comes out as the worst smell ever found, like a smell of a deceased body for a long time, and then the angels which grabbed it from the body will take it to the heavens. But before the heavens there is another group of angels will meet them and say, who's this with you? And then they say so and so, and they mention him by the worst of his deeds, by the worst of his deeds that he used to do. And then he, Abu Musa, said, then they say to them, return him back, Allah Ta'ala rest him nothing. Then Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu recited this ayat 39 and 40 from Surah Al-A'raf, وَقَالَتْ أُولَاهُمْ لِأُخْرَاهُمْ, and the first group of the people of the fire said to the last group of the people of the fire, You did not have anything to be special, to be treated better than us. So taste the punishment as you were doing. Verily, those who denied our verses and our signs and disdains not to accept it, then the gates of the heavens would never open for them, and they would never enter the Jannah until a camel goes through the hole of a needle. وعن عمير بن سلمة قال جاء رجل إلى أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو مريض. And from عمير بن سلمة said that a man came to Abu الدرداء while he was sick. فقال يا أبا الدرداء, he said, oh Abu الدرداء, إنك قد أصبحت على جناح فراق الدنيا, فمرني بأمري ينفعني الله به وأذكرك به. فقال إنك بين أمة معافات, فأقم الصلاة وأدي زكاة مالك إن كان لك, وصم رمضان واجتنب الفواحش ثم أبشر. The man said, oh Abu Darda, you are about to leave this world, so command me with something that Allah Ta'ala benefits me with, and I remember you with. He, Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى عنه, said, verily you are living now amongst people who are saved from the punishment. So as long as you are still alive, perform the prayers and give out the zakah of your wealth, if you have wealth, and perform the fasting of Ramadan and avoid the fawahish or the sins, and then have the glad tidings. فأعاد الرجل على أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه فقال أبو الدرداء اجلس. فقال أبو الدرداء اجلس. Then the man asked Abu Darda once again, and then Abu Darda said to him, sit down. ثم أعقل ما أقول لك, and remember what I am going to tell you. أين أنت من يوم ليس لك من الأرض إلا عرض ذراعين في طول أربعة أذرع؟ أقبل بك أهلك الذي كانوا لا يحبون فراقك وجلساؤك وإخوانك, فأتقنوا عليك البنيان ثم أكثروا عليك التراب ثم تركوك, ثم جاءك ملكان أسودان أزرقان جعدان أسماؤهما منكر ونكير, فأجلساك ثم سألاك ما أنت, أم على ماذا كنت, أم ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل؟ فإن قلت والله ما أدري, سمعت الناس قالوا قولا فقلت قول الناس, فقد والله رديت وهويت. He said to him, where are you in that day where you have nothing larger than two arm lengths width and four arm lengths long, meaning the grave, whether your family accept you, those who used to love you and never loved to leave you, those friends of yours and your brothers, they built it well for you, and then they put the soil over you, and then they left you, and then two black blue angels who are uncombed came to you, one called Munkar and the other called Nakir, and then they make you sit down And then they ask you, what are you or who you are or what you were upon, or what do you say about this man? And if you say, by Allah I don't know, I hear the people saying something, so I said it, then it would be said to you, then you would be thrown down and fall down. فَإِنْ قُلْتَ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْهِ كِتَابَهُ فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ وَبِمَا جَاءَ مَعَهُ فَقَدْ وَاللَّهِ نَجَوْتَ وَهُدِيتَ وَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِتَثْبِيتٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَعَ مَا تَرَى مِنَ الشِّدَّةِ وَالتَّخْوِيفِ. As if you say it was Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, Allah sent down the book on him, and I believed in him, and in whatever came with, then by Allah you have been survived and guided. But you will never have that unless Allah Ta'ala from you and protect you, as what you are going to see of the aggression and difficulties and fear on that day. وعن سعيد بن المسيب رضي الله تعالى رحمه الله تعالى عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه صلى على منفوس ثم قال اللهم إني أعيذ من عذاب القبر. ومنفوس يعني ميت, يعني ميت بعد ولاده. فإن كان الذي مات بعد ولاده يدعى له بأن يعاذ من عذاب القبر ولم يرتكب جرما قط, فما بالكم يا أحبتي في الله بنا, نحن كثرت ذنوبنا وسودت صحائفنا, كثرت ذنوبنا وسودت صحائفنا, وإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أبو هريرة, سعيد بن سيف said that أبو هريرة did the prayer of janazah on a newborn baby, and then he said, oh Allah, I seek refuge with you for him from the punishment of the grave. If a newborn baby is prayed like that for him, so what about us? He never committed any sin, but we have made our records black of the sins. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and protect us of this punishment. ولعلنا نكتفي من هذا بما قيل, وهو من عقيدة والإيمان بعذاب القبر من عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. And the belief in the grave, in the punishment of the grave, is from the belief of the أهل السنة والجماعة. قال المروزي رحمه الله تعالى قال أبو عبد الله أحمد بن حنبل عذاب القبر حق لا ينكره إلا ضال مضل. إمام المروزي رحمه الله تعالى said that أبو عبد الله أحمد بن حنبل said that the punishment of the grave is truth and no one to deny it except a person who's misguided. وقال حنبل قلت لأبي عبد الله في عذاب القبر فقال هذه أحاديث صحاح نؤمن بها ونقر بها كما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. كلما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إسناد جيد أقررنا به, إذا لم نقر بما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورفضنا ورددنا على الله أمره. قال الله تعالى وما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه. قلت له عذاب القبر حق؟ قال حق, يعذبون في قبورهم. Hanbal said to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, his uncle, this, what you say about the punishment of the grave? He, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, said these ahadith are authentic. We believe in them and we affirm them. If every hadith came from Rasulullah sallam with a good narration, we have to believe in it. As if we don't, then we are rejecting what the Prophet ﷺ came with, and we are then rejecting what Allah Ta'ala have said, as in Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 7, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ, and what the messenger came to you with, so take it.
He said, I said to him, what about the punishment of the grave? He said, is it true? He said, yes, it is true. They are punished in their grave. They are tortured in their grave. أنا وسمعت أبا عبد الله يقول نؤمن بعذاب القبر ومنكر ونكير وأن العبد يسأل في قبره ويثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وبالآخرة أي بالقبر. He said, I hear the father of Abdullah, meaning Ahmad bin Hanbal, saying, we believe in the torment of the grave, and we believe in the two angels of the grave, Munkar and Nakir, and we believe that the slave is going to be asked in his grave. But Allah Ta'ala says and protects the believers by this, the affirmed saying, in this life world, in this worldly life and in the hereafter. وقد ذكر ذلك الإمام الطحاوي والإمام في كتابه في عقيدته. عن إمام الطحاوي mentioned that in his book العقيدة الإسلامية. والإمام القرطبي في التذكرة. عن إمام قرطبي in his book التذكرة. فنسأل الله العافية والسلامة ونسأله عز وجل الرحمة في الدنيا وفي الآخرة إنه على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. إن شاء الله تعالى we continue on next Saturday about the belief in the resurrection and the proofs and evidences and the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regard to that and what occurs on that day. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those winners on that day. Wallahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.